I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We don't need to tell you that the U.S. economy has been tanking. You already know that. And you probably know that the economic crisis in this country has spread far and wide. But it didn't have to travel too far to hit Mexico. Most Mexican exports come to the United States, and the number of those exports is falling. Economic growth in Mexico slowed to 1.7% in the third quarter, and the peso has lost more than 25% of its value just since August. The World's Lauren Madelon reports from central Mexico.
Like many Mexican businesses, the Dominguez factory sends most of what it makes, in this case ball bearings and parts for hydraulic lifts, to Mexico's principal export market. Plant manager Enrique Ortiz says orders from his largest customers, automakers and retail chains, have fallen to the point he's cut his payroll several times.
We are suffering in our factory here in Querétaro. We have sent some workers home, at least for a while, because orders are falling, because we are getting less orders from the U.S.
His case is typical. Mexico's industrial and manufacturing sectors have been particularly hard hit as the U.S., the destination for 80% of Mexican exports, teeters on the edge of recession. Mauricio Cardenas is the director of the Latin America Initiative at the Brookings Institution.
These two economies are highly interrelated. So for Mexico, the economic recession in the U.S., or the deceleration in the U.S. at least, it's going to have an impact. And we're now seeing that. Data for the first 6 months of the year are showing that growth was significantly less than what initially was predicted.
I don't think there is as much as blame as a surprise that a country so powerful all of a sudden finds itself in the middle of a crisis like emerging markets cyclically have.
Mexican economist Eduardo Garcia is editor-in-chief of the widely read economic website Sentido Común, or Common Sense. It caters to Mexican and foreign companies seeking reliable intelligence on the Mexican market. Garcia says Mexico's central bank has reacted by extending loans to companies shut out by commercial banks. And Garcia says there are opportunities for Mexico if the government uses the crisis to make what he says are needed changes. He gives these examples.
The need to reform Mexico's oil company, it's a great opportunity to tell the people, let's not be afraid. Let's fight against corruption there. Let's fight against union controlling many contracts. Let's change the monopolistic practices that a lot of companies use in their favor. Let's open markets to more competition in the television industry, in the telephone industry, in the electricity industry, have a much more competitive economy.
Garcia adds that a 13-year low in remittances from Mexicans living in the U.S. is damaging to many lower-income families. He expects that trend to last as fewer Mexicans are leaving home to find work in the United States. For The World, I'm Lauren Madelon in Querétaro, Mexico.